Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our build series. We're looking at really the next 2 years of vision for our church, what we feel like God has called us to focus our attention, our time, our resources on over the next 2 years. And we've stated that in a hopefully a simple and memorable way that we've said we want to really focus on three different areas: neighbors, nations, and next generations. Right, we feel like God has called us to focus on neighbors, on reaching our neighbors, on reaching the nations, and on reaching the next generations, leaving a legacy for the next generations. And so we talked this week about neighbors specifically. And you know, I think we've heard this a number of times. I hopefully people have heard this statement before, but I think it bears repeating, that the statistic that when we planted in 2004. Delaware County, obviously we're not only in Delaware County now, but also into Knox County with our Mount Vernon campus, but specifically Delaware County had 3% evangelical church attendance in 2004. 3%. That's the lowest in the entire state of Ohio. Lowest in the entire state of Ohio. And so I told our Delaware folks, and I think this is, I'm not sure the statistics on Mount Vernon and Knox County, but my guess is this holds true for everyone at all of our campuses, that the reality is, wherever you live, the majority of your neighbors, the people who live on your street, on your country road, on your suburban cul-de-sac, wherever you may live, the reality is that probably the majority of those people do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The majority of your neighbors don't have a local church that loves Jesus, that's exalting Christ. The majority of your neighbors don't know or have not yet received and believed the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for them and who rose again, that they might have new life and forgiveness of sin. They don't know that. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. And we believe we have a responsibility to go and to proclaim the good news to, obviously, Jesus commands us to do it into all the nations. But that starts with our neighbors, starts with the people around us. And so, you know, we have a burden and a vision for the next 2 years that we want to see more and more people come to know and love Jesus Christ. We want to serve our communities well. We want to love our communities well. You know, I told our folks on Sunday that my hope is that we love and serve our neighbors so well, our community so well, that, you know, if we were to ask the question, if LifePoint left tomorrow, would our city miss us? That the answer would be yes. They would miss us. Even if people don't always believe what we believe, that they still would say, man, those folks really love others the way that Jesus commanded us to, right? That they love their neighbors as themselves. And so, yeah, that's what we're trying to accomplish over the next couple of years. We want to see more and more people, more and more of our neighbors, drawing life from God and learning to point others to Him. And we've been looking at this vision through the lens of the book of Nehemiah and the relation that I saw. So we were looking at Nehemiah chapter 2, really 3, 4, 5, and 6. And we were looking at how there's a transition in chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Nehemiah is asking, he's asking the king of Persia of all these different things. Say, hey, can I go back and I rebuild the wall? Can I have timber? Can you write me letters to the governors of the Trans-Euphrates for these resources and for these resources? And the king's just saying yes to everything, right? Yes, you can have this, and yes, you can have this. And, you know, there's that statement that Nehemiah keeps saying, because of the gracious hand of my God was upon me, the king was pleased to grant my requests. And everything's just going awesome for a little bit. And then in verse 10, it sort of shifts. It says, it introduces us to sort of the two main antagonists of the story, Sanballat, which is just a fantastic name, and then Tobiah. So these guys are governors of some of the regions around Jerusalem, and they don't want, for you know, various reasons, probably economic reasons, it's going to hurt their cash flow, it's going to hurt their authority and their power. They don't want Jerusalem to rise again. They don't want the walls to be rebuilt. And so they begin to really oppose Nehemiah and the people who are trying to rebuild the wall. And over the next few chapters, you see them insult them, try to intimidate them, deceive them. They spread a bunch of lies about, I mean, they're just trying everything in the book to try to discourage Nehemiah and the people of Israel, and to get them to stop from doing what they feel like they've been called to do by the Lord. And so, you know, I told our folks, I said, look, I think we'd be naive to think that we're not going to experience opposition as we try to do this. As we step out in faith and say, Lord, we believe you've called us to reach our neighbors with the gospel. And so we're going to do that. When you think about what we want to see happen, we want to see families being healed, marriages being healed. We want to see people coming to know and love Jesus. We want to see people saying no to sin and yes to Christ. We want to see God being glorified, in our cities. And Satan doesn't want to see that happen. We have an enemy of our faith, and he does not want to see Christ glorified in our cities. And so I think we'd be naive to think that we're not going to experience opposition. And yet what's so wonderful is all the promises that we have in Scripture. Jesus says, right, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. He says, right, the world's going to hate you because it hated me first. But don't be afraid, for I have overcome the world. John, the apostle, tells us in 1 John chapter 4, he says, look, greater is he who is living in you than he who is living in the world. And so we have all these promises that, you know, while Satan may oppose the Lord, while Satan may oppose the church, he is not God's equal. God is in control. God is sovereign. And Jesus says, look, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so I encouraged our people to respond really the way the people of Nehemiah's day and Nehemiah responded. They always responded with two things, prayer and then action. But in that order, right? They prayed first. And then they continued to act. They continued to persevere. They continued to sacrifice for the sake of the work. And so obviously in this Build series, we are asking people to do that, to sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom, to give and give generously financially over the next 2 years for the sake of this vision and for the work that we feel like God has called us to do. But I am asking everyone, and I would encourage you this morning right now, take a moment and just pray and join me in prayer. As we pray and say, Lord, we understand that we're going to experience, you know, opposition over the next couple of years as we seek to see people come to know and love Jesus. But we are trusting and standing on the promises, Lord, that you give us, that greater is he who is living in us than he who is living in the world. Take some time to pray and pray with me. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for who you are, for the work that you've given us to do. We are humbled, Lord, that you would include us in the wonderful work that you do. And Father, I pray for all of us, Lord, God, that we would stand on those promises. I'm praying for our neighbors, for our communities, for our city, Lord Jesus, for the city of Columbus and for the Central Ohio area, Delaware, Westerville, Lewis Center, Mount Vernon. God, there are tons and tons, thousands and upon thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who live in these areas who don't know and love Jesus. And God, we want to see folks drawing life from you and pointing others to you. And so God, give us the ability, the power, Father, the godliness that we need, the courage that we need to go and to make disciples, Lord. Thank you for the promises that you have all the authority, Father, and that you will be with us. And we ask, Father, that you would continue to be with us as we move forward and we stand on the promises that you give us. Lord, it's in your name we pray. Amen. Take a moment, pray for yourself as well. Pray for our city, for your neighbors. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.